for all we have received.
Amen.
What are we thankful for? What are we grateful for? A lot of research shows that when we live our lives from a place of gratitude, we're happier, we're healthier, we're more aware of the present moment. Gratitude grounds us in the now. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring the hard things happening in our lives, or the lives of the people we love, or of ignoring the plight of others. Gratitude helps us walk in the midst of it all, the good, the bad, without losing hope, without losing compassion. Gratitude opens our eyes to the beauty in the midst of tears, the beauty in the midst of laughter. Gratitude connects us to one another, to creation, to God. Jesus in Matthew is giving us a lesson in gratitude. Jesus is asking us for a moment to put down our burdens, for a moment to put down our worries. Jesus is asking us to open our eyes, to open our hearts to what we see before us. So take a moment and look around, and as our eyes rest on people and things, pause for a moment and offer up a thank you, either silently or aloud. Did you know that when we smile, even a pretend smile, the muscles in our face trigger a happy chemical to be released? God has designed us to experience happiness, even when we think that's the last thing we want or need. God is always finding ways to connect us to Him and creation, because when we're connected to God and creation, we're better people. We are hardwired for connection, curiosity, and engagement. We crave purpose, and we have a deep desire to create and contribute. Timothy shares this wisdom with us when he says, "I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity." This is what God desires for us, Timothy tells us, that every human being has a right to a dignified, peaceable life, and we are to live in relationship with God. So, this Thanksgiving, as we gather with family and friends, take a moment, as everyone has gathered around the table, and tell each person how much they mean to you, and say thank you to Christ for all He has done and for all He will do for us. Amen.